We continue around right in the middle of the page, like 24 lines up from the bottom, 28 lines down from the top, by Boy Rav Papa. We just had a question that Reish Lakish asked, which ended up being a question that he was asking in terms of understanding Rav Papa's opinion on a previous question, and we ended off with a teiku. Again, the question was, can you use the lulav if it was at one point when it was connected to the palm tree, it was worshipped. Can you use it? And the question was, it was an Asherah tree, which was then mevatel, and therefore had no more significance in the realm of Avodah Zarah, which can use it or not. And we ended off with a teiku on Rav Papa's opinion. So now we ask another question. Boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks, "Hamishtachavel behema, if a person bows down to an animal, Simra mahu techelas, can you use the wool for techelas for tzitzis?" So the Gemara says, "Well, hold on a second. Techelas demai, techelas for who? Eat techelas lekohanim. If you're talking about whether you can use it for techelas for the kohanim, they use it in their avoda service. Hainu boit Rabbi Bar Chama. That's already a question that Rabbi Bar Chama asked before. Rabbi Bar Chama was talking about questions of machshirei korban kekorban. If they're connected to the korban, it's one step removed. Is it like it or not? So we've already discussed that question. So that can't be what Rav Papa is asking. V'eat techelas letzitzis. And if you're asking, can you use techelas for tzitzis? Hainu boit Reish Lakish. That was Reish Lakish's question. Can you use avoda zara at one point for a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, what's the question then? Gemara says, Yenachanami. No, that you're right. Delohavi limi boile. Rav Papa really didn't need to ask this question because he had the answers earlier from Reish Lakish's question or from Rami Brachama's question. Vahai de kaboile. Well, then why? Vahai de kaboile hai. So why was he asking this question? Mishum di ikamilia achronaisa. Because there are other issues that he wanted to examine. Those questions he knew the answers to, but he wanted to examine the follow-up questions, which are as follows. Simramaula techelas, number one, the status of the wool, can you use it for techelas? And number two, karneha maula chatzotzros, the horns of the animal, can you use that for the chatzotzros? Because in the mikdash, they would blow a kate through the, and they have instruments, they would be singing shir during the avoda service. Shokeha maula chalalan, the thighs, can it be used for the bones, can they be used for some flutes? Can the intestines be used for other items in the base of Mikdash? Niman Chilkino, Rashi says, for strings for the harp. So the Gemara says as follows. Aliba demand Amar Ikar Shira Bakli Loti Bailacha. According to the opinion that says that the main part of the shir, the main part of the singing that accompanies the sacrifice is the music. Not the song, but the music, then we can't ask this question. Devarei Aser, it's certainly going to be Aser because this is an essential part of the korban. It's not machshirei korban, it's a mamish part of the korban. However, ki tiboylecha aliba d'manda amar ikar shir bepeh. The question really applies according to the Amanda Amar, who says that the main part of the song is the song, not the music. And therefore what? Besume kola ba'almahu umay sinan. Do we say that the music is just an enhancement and but doesn't affect the rest of the korban? Or do we say, you know, even in this case it's going to be prohibited? Teiku, the Gemara says, the Gemara is not unclear. Ends off without an answer. Boy Rabba, a new question. Rabba asks, Hamishtachavel lemayan, if a person bows down to a wellspring, Memav mahol nechasim. Can you use the water for nesachim? I'm sorry, for libations. What libations? Usually in the base of Middash it was wine libations, but on Sukkot they also used water libations. So can you use this water on Sukkot for the libations? So Gemara says, "My kai boile." What question? What's the question over here? Ilei malibevoa kasagid. Odil malamaya kasagid. If the question is whether he worshipped his own image, his own reflection in the water, or that he's worshipping the water itself, well, the tiboyele seifel lehediot. Well, you could ask the question about any water. Just take a pitcher of water which was worshipped. Can you use that water for mundane purposes? What do you need to worry about libations? Just tell us what the halacha would be if you put it into, if someone worshipped water. Worshipping water shouldn't depend only if it's connected to the wellspring or attached or detached, it should all be the same halacha. We haven't even analyzed that. So the Gemara says as follows. La'olam lamaya kasagid. No, we are talking about a case where the person wasn't worshiping the water just for his own reflection. He was worshiping the water for the sake of the water. Well, then why are we focused on the fact that the water is attached to the wellspring as opposed to removed into a bucket? This is the question that they want to know, or that Rabbah wants to know. Lemaya dekamei kasagid vekamoi kamoi azdu. Do we say that the water that he worshipped, that was one thing, but it's already gone because it's a wellspring, so it's new water now. So the only water that he worshipped was water that has already moved on. So now this new water is not connected to the old water, and therefore it's no issue of avodah zarah. O dilma ledabruna demaya kasagid, or perhaps it's ledabruna. Maybe what we're concerned here is that his worshipping was, Rashi says, l'kiluach shonar. His focus was on the stream. He was worshipping the stream of water. Very nuanced dispute. Is he worshipping the stream, and therefore that stream continues forever, or is he worshipping that particular water at that moment? So the Gemara says, Umi mystery, Umi mystery. Is there possible that we could ever say that this water is going to be prohibited to get benefit from? It says public water can't be prohibited. We had this similar discussion by the mikveh earlier, where they put the avodah zarah there. Public water, which belongs to the public, cannot become prohibited. You can't just randomly say, "Okay, I'm making this water usur." It belongs to the public, and therefore, what's the question? How can you even come up with this issue that if you're bowing down, if you see someone bowing down to the water, does the water become prohibited from benefit? Where it says no, there is a possibility. Lotzricha tekanavi me'ara, says the Gemara. What are we talking about? That the water emanates from ara or ra from a particular land. In other words, it's coming from private property. The water was being worshipped. That was worshipped was in private property. And ma'im shel rabim, we said, doesn't become prohibited. You can't prohibit someone from public water which belongs to the public. But if it's privately owned water, that's a different story. And Tosos does point out that the water that was worshipped in a private property has to remain in the private property. It never leaves the private property, because if it ever leaves the private property, then whatever leaves that area does become public and would become permissible to get benefit from. So in that case, what Rabbah is asking is, if a person bows down to the Mayan, if you see someone bowing down, an idol worshiper bowing down to this wellspring on a private property, does the water become prohibited for Hana or not? Is it that we focus on he was worshiping just that water at that moment, and any water that happens that is part of the stream afterwards is permissible? Or do we say no, if he's worshiping the stream, and therefore any water which would continue to pour forth would be, or to come forth would be prohibited? And the Gemara doesn't give an answer specifically. It sounds like if it's in private property, we would be machmir and not get benefit from that particular water. So we had two questions here. The first question that we asked, just to review quickly, is about bowing down to an animal. Person, if an idol worshiper serves an animal, what happens to the wool? Can you use it for tchelas? And that was a question that ended off as a teku. And the same thing, and the similar question again we had with bowing down to the spring. What is the status of the water? Again, only when its water stream was located on private property.